don't say this often, but this brand new TikTok warning is just screaming that this generation is weak.
Oh, sound like Jason.
I know. Nobody's more surprised than me. Yeah, trust me.
Right.
But there's a TikTok trend that's called the boozy sink drink. Okay? Where basically you're pouring a whole bunch of ingredients into your sink. It's alcohol included. It's basically, this guy says he's making some jungle juice. PJ, if you will, right? Purple juice. And it contains, I don't know, Everclear or vodka. What, you name the liquor, you can put it into this juice with a whole bunch of fruit and a whole bunch of fruit juices. And then you get really drunk off of it. We used to make it in college, right? Mm-hmm. This new warning is that making the boozy sink drink can cause salmonella and E. coli.
So where's the warning pops up from? TikTok themselves?
Well, no, just people advising against making the sink drink. And I'm like, in our bathtubs and in old coolers that would sit outside for years.
Yeah.
We would make big vats of it. And we're fine.
Your sink could have salmonella if you were making chicken before and you didn't clean it up.
So could the cooler that sat out in my shed for a year.
Yes, you should probably clean that.
We rinsed it with a hose.
I am surprised of what you think is weak and what I think
is
weak.
It is weak. It's weak.
I'm not surprised that
this is weak.
This is the difference between Jason and Katie. Jason has experienced wealth his whole life. Katie is wealthy now, but she came from a humble beginning.
I do not say that about myself. Thank you.
Anything to do with the kitchen sink.
But because Katie at one point was down to get ratchet like that.
Katie's still down to get ratchet.
I would.
Katie was making Jello shots last night and got into a fight with her husband because I was making the Jello shots and he was appalled that I was not making virgin Jello shots for the kids.
Okay, that's awesome.
And
yeah,
I'm
that's
like,
awesome.
That's not the point of a Jello shot.
Yeah, it's awesome. They're like pretending to do it. Yeah, yes. That can get confusing.
No, I would definitely do that. But see, it's the risk management.
You've never done it.
The risk management thing. I can see that potentially dangerous and cause a lot of problems for people and get sick and everything else. So I think it's a good thing to warn. I think the generation is weak when you have to go into a closet for 10 minutes so you can have safe space.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not down with that. But
you're completely different.
Here's the thing. You're not making sink drink
to be healthy.
Purple juice or junk. Yeah. You're not making it to invite your friends over and serve them a cocktail.
No, I'm not saying that.
You're dipping your solo cup into it.
Yes.
Everybody's hands are up in it. And
it's
then you're getting drunk as
That's
hell.
That's fine, but you could have made chicken before that.
Jason, I could have used my bathtub
Maybe
and
the alcohol
sat in there for
it.
The night before and still
I don't
made
drink,
it.
I'm guessing the Everclear would kill
yes,
a lot of stuff. Yeah,
it kills everything, including your insides. Yeah. But that's besides the point. Mm-hmm. I just am like, come on. Seriously.
And if one of your friends is like, did you have chicken in your
did
sink?
You, would did you say that?
You would unfriend them, wouldn't
I'd be
you?
Like, we're not. What are
you Until
talking
everybody's
about?
Until everybody's sick throwing
She's
up.
She's had food poisoning like 10 times.
Exactly. So you're weak on the wrong things.
I'm not. It's what makes us tougher.
Yeah. There's a lot of things, though. I think I did see a video of somebody doing that. Did you ever do this in the summertime? I don't think I would do it now.
But
as a kid, you'd fill up your trash can with water and get into it? Did you ever do that, like your big trash cans?
No, we didn't. I didn't grow up with the big trash. I grew up in the middle of Amish country. So,
am I the only one that did that? Me and my friends sometimes would fill the trash cans up.
I definitely never did it.
Yeah.
To me, that seems disgusting.
Why with the bag?
Huh? Not with a bag.
Just without the bag?
Yeah, you would try to clean it out a little bit, but then you would have a big trash in the middle of the summer. If you had the big trash cans, somebody would pull it up, and then you take turns like getting in it.
No, I've never.
When you're young, you don't think about stuff like that. I would definitely not do it now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I could see it.
Yeah, that's my version of the sink drink.
Mm-hmm.
Or drinking from the hose outside.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
I would also, dangerous.
It's a lot of plastic chemicals from the hotness that can see.
So are a lot of the things that
Snowflake
you.
Snowflake Johnson.
Yeah, seriously.
That's what I care about. But then Katie will be like, oh my gosh, the poor person who did this has to have some time on his own.
100%. Like, yes. Maybe it's all the pink drink or the sink drink I drank when I was younger. I don't know. But I just, when I saw the warning, I just thought, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's
got to be kidding me.
Yeah. So warnings on everything. I mean, some warnings are good.
Some are good.
That, you know, to me, it's common sense. If you're mixing liquors in your sink, I don't think you're really caring about like.
You're not.
I do.
You're
I don't not, want chicken juice mixed in with that. Hell
how
no.
How do you know?
How much chicken juice you have in your sink?
Seriously.
I just know this. The reason why, when I make chicken a lot, and you make it, and if you put the cutting board in the sink, and it rinses it off, I go back to get other food. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, there's chicken there. And that can be very dangerous. That's how I'm relating it. If I forgot to rinse it off, you need to rinse the sink off first. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, I also do think that way, Jason. But again, this is not a cocktail that you're inviting your friends over to, like, you know, have a nice cocktail party. This is...
You get torn up.
You still can take steps.
Well, also common sense. Like, obviously, if you just had chicken in your sink, why would you? Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gary. You wanted to say something to Katie about the sink drink warning?
Hey, Katie. Hey. I love the guy's conversation. Just wanted to give you a quick correction. It is party juice. So PJ stands for party juice, not purple juice.
Well, I've heard all sorts of things.
You listeners off. By with the purple juice, but
what do you think of purple drink?
Also party drink. I've heard purple juice, jungle juice, all sorts of you. There's like not an official name.
I call it salmonella juice.
I have absolutely heard it called that too, for sure.
He called it. Yes. Don't do it, juice.
Sink drink. I've never even heard it called sink drink.
A sink drink.
That's new.
Nah. Yeah.
All right. Squid, are you on the same side as Katie?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
You're weak on the wrong
ludicrous.
Things. You're stronger on the wrong.
So Jason, if you were at a party. And they had it in the sink. Are you going to ask them before you get a cup?
No, but I would take it in thinking, I hope they didn't make chicken in the sink before this. And then I would do it.
I would fold the peer pressure and risk the salmonella.
I would definitely do it. You know me. Yeah. But I would do it.